This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, real quick, what we're going to get to in just a couple minutes here is Attorney General Keith Ellison. This applies to every state in our union, friends, all 50 of them, because you know it's coming and it's here. And why is it here, friends? Because the federal government, for some reason or another, fails to bring the Department of Justice down upon the heads of those that are subversive towards American government. And I'm talking about those that are coming into this country through an invasion, being drawn in and allured by, you've been led to believe, state representatives concerning unlawful and unconstitutional sanctuary cities, friends, alluring them in on your tax dollars called welfare, which is, again, unconstitutional. And they are coming in America to invade. They are coming in to conquer. Mustafa Carroll, spokesperson and director for CARE out of Houston, Texas, said, listen, if you're a practicing Muslim, we're above the laws of the land. It's time for you, America, to stand up and set these people straight. No, they are not. Therefore, if they're not here to assimilate to our ways and laws, then they are to be deported back to where they came from. But in the state of Minnesota, and again, we're seeing this across the United States of America, but again, Attorney General Keith Ellison in the state of Minnesota, who is the accuser of the innocent, a defender of the guilty, feebly, might I add, attempting to equate hate to the law that exposes the crimes of those that are committing crimes against we the people. We're going to be talking about that the first hour here. If at any time you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Before the end of the second hour, I'm going to do my best, friends, to get to preaching so as to convert nobody. This was actually preached on September 7th of 1871 by the Great Awakening Preacher. He was the president of his college there, Mr. Charles Finney. We'll get to that hopefully second hour. It's important that we get to this first hour, friends. Before we get over to that, I wanted to highlight the fact, I want people to understand, those that support this ministry, where your money's going. It's important that you do understand where it's going. This year alone, we've been to Florida three times. Did a high school, we did a middle school, we went over, that was in Fort Lauderdale, and then we went over to Hollywood, Florida, and then we ended up doing a homeschool group there, which was kind of cool, at a public school. Then we ended up going back to Orlando to do a homeschooling national event. We've been to Ohio twice, just got invited back yesterday, as a matter of fact. We'll be going back there in April. We've been to Michigan, spoke to gubernatorial candidates. We have spoken to representatives in that state and some of our good friends over in Michigan. We've been in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, Edinburgh, just got back from there about a month and a half ago. We were in New York. We are at the Minnesota State Fair for 12 days, 144 hours straight, friends, reaching out to literally hundreds of thousands, millions over the last 14 years of being at the Minnesota State Fair, doing what others are afraid to do. Also been to Tennessee, friends. Just got back from Tennessee, 3 weeks ago. We have been as far east as Cape Cod on the East Coast and as far west as San Diego a couple times in California. Preached in Temecula, and there was another town there, and I totally spaced it with our friend Joe Messina, who's also on Genesis Communication Networks, right outside of L.A. there. We preached at a gun club, which was actually very unique and very cool. And we just got back from Montana just this last weekend. So we have been doing the stuff. You know, the Bible tells us, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Because the Bible tells us in Luke chapter 24, verse 48, you are witnesses of these things. We're called to be witnesses of the resurrection. Going forward, he said, friends, that we are to go out. He said, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, right? And to rise from the dead the third day, that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Now, I just want to say this. It said all nations. It's absolutely amazing to me, friends, how churches in America, I have the numbers right in front of me, as a matter of fact, there's over $12.3 trillion, a Christian annual income in the United States of America. And what amazes me, friends, is how $11.4 billion goes to foreign missions, okay, to preach a gospel in a foreign land that they're afraid to preach in their own schools in their backyards, okay? We're not a part of that problem. My objective has always been, and it is, friends, to be a part of the answer. Because, again, we see the young people being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. We have done hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of public schools across the country, colleges, television, friends. I've spoken thousands of times publicly, friends. And, again, I want to remind you that we have been on television, on national television, 42 weeks in a row concerning my war. If you want to check that out, go to Sons of Liberty Media. And I'm saying all this to say this, friends. Please do not forget about this ministry. We're as rare as hen's teeth. I'm having a little fun, but we truly are. We are doers of the word in this ministry and not hearers only, deceiving ourselves. Please do not forget about us in November and December. It's the hardest time for ministries, especially ministries like mine, because ministries like mine, friends, are black and white, and less than 0.5% of 1% of all finances that go into the church go to the young people, okay? And this ministry, yes, we go to the young, yes, we go to the old, yes, we go to everything in between, so we're not exclusive to just one group. No, we're exclusive to mankind, okay? And we're in the business of following the Christ, and he said, if you follow me, I'll cause you to become fishers of men. And by the way, there is a sure sign of Christianity right there. Are they fishers of men? Because if they are not fishers of men, I would ask you the question, where then is the Holy Ghost in your life? Okay, if we're following Christ, he said, I'm going to make you and cause you to become fishers of men. And it's exactly what we have been doing for the last 23 years. And it has been pedal to the metal ever since its inception. So what we're going to be doing here, friends, just wanted to let you know, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to membership, become a son or daughter of liberty. Please consider it. Please consider supporting us, friends, and please do not forget us over the next couple months. Sons of Liberty Media. Go to membership or go to store or go to donation. And again, I totally appreciate whatever it is that you're willing to do to keep us out there, friends, because we are showing you the basket of fruit. We're not coming to you with an empty basket saying this is what we're going to do. No, we're coming with a full basket saying this is what we have done. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Attorney General Keith Ellison next up.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with to Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition. It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation."
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Have a brand new video up on YouTube, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media. Check it out. There's several hundred videos up, folks. But this one in particular is on CAIR, C-A-I-R. And it's an expose. It's a 2.5-minute download exposing CAIR for who they are, how they are terror-tied, who's helping fund them, Keith Ellison, or who's receiving funds from them, Keith Ellison, the likes of Ilhan Omar. The list goes on, friends. These are said representatives. You just heard the radio commercial, friends. You heard the news broadcast. Again, we're hearing the president do nothing but slam his created opposition, which is unconstitutional, namely the Democratic Party. And there's a whole lot of people in this country that are asking the question, where's that prosecutor that you promised, Mr. President? A lot of people in this country, that's one of the number one questions asked around the country when we go out and speak, is where's that promised prosecutor? Why is it that you do nothing more than just slam your opposition? You have the DOJ in your hand. What are you doing with that DOJ besides absolutely nothing? Why are those that are attacking you, why are they being promoted instead of indicted? America, are you catching on yet? Are you catching on as to how the game is played here through the circus of politics? With that said, friends, brand new video, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, a 2.5-minute download on subversive CAIR, Council on American-Islamic Relations, which, by the way, I had a couple friends today that went to St. Cloud University in the state of Minnesota, where Keith Ellison, right, the top cop in the state was there acting out in exhibiting who he really is as a Marxist, okay, through totalitarian methods. Folks, again, you can use the word authoritarian. You can use whatever you want to use. They all have the same father, okay, the one that came to steal, kill, and destroy John 10:10, and don't ever forget that. But what we have here, friends, is my friends went there this morning at 10 o'clock, and they tried to tell them that they couldn't film the event. And what they do, just so you understand as to how these people play the game, what they do is, namely Keith Ellison and CARE and Jaylon Hussein from the CARE director in the state of Minnesota here, friends, also appointed by Tim Walz. Anybody thinking conspiracy yet? Well, you're right, Jeremiah 11:9. They were out at the St. Cloud State College. The reason they do that, friends, is they're hoping they can pull enough people so they can take pictures and promote it like it was the coolest thing since sliced bread. They want to cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. And how do they do that? Well, they take a picture and then they publish it, and then everybody in the state thinks that everybody's behind Keith Ellison when nothing could be further from the truth. Well, I was told this morning that there's about 60 people that showed up, and I said back to him, I said, that's interesting. That's all the support that they had for their Islamophobia meeting. And guess who, folks, ushers these people in to sympathize with them? The homosexual agenda, the sodomite agenda. It's a felony in the state of Minnesota, in every state in our union, friends. But these are the people bringing them in. And also keep in mind, the 60 people that did show up, these are a bunch of college kids that had nothing to do with their day. So they thought they would go and see the attorney general and see what he had to say, right? Well, and what they're promoting is anti-American sentiments. Okay, it's unlawful what they're trying to do. What are they trying to do? Well, Keith Ellison, the attorney general here in the state of Minnesota, he's nothing short of the accuser of the innocent. A defender of the guilty, feebly. He's attempting to do so. He's attempting to equate hate to the law that exposes their crimes. Now, going back to St. Cloud, my friend was told that he couldn't record the proceedings, the meeting that they were having. Why wouldn't they want the people in the state of Minnesota to see what they were doing inside of their meeting? I've never done that. Matter of fact, if I did that, friends, I'd have the media all over me talking about how conspiratorial I would be. You know, they wouldn't be the theorists then, friends, because they're the ones that are actually giving cover for those that are actually committing the crime of conspiracy. But no, I'd be a conspirator, and I would be accused of doing something in secret. Well, Jesus did everything in the light, and that's exactly how we do it, and it's exactly how we've always done it, but not these people. No, the enemy, the devil, works in the dark, friends, and that's exactly what he's doing. Okay, they didn't want the proceedings or the meeting filmed. Now, for those that didn't know, that is a big no-no to anybody to try to do that. But they tried to do that to my friend. And my friend, Robert Carrillo, he stood his ground and said, you know what, they're not used to meeting animals like me in the forest. And he's exactly right. In America, the communists have a slogan, and here it is for you, okay? The communists have a slogan, America, and here it is for you. Are you ready for this? When they feel mush, they proceed. In other words, apathetic, intolerant people, you are the very reason that they are encouraged to do the things that they do, because you do nothing in the face of their lawlessness. But the communist slogan goes on. The second part of that is, friends, when they feel your steel, retreat. They felt the steel of the people in the state of Minnesota this morning, and because of it, friends, they did everything in their power to shut down anybody filming their meetings this morning. That didn't fly. That's a big no-no. It's a violation of the First Amendment. And folks, I'm telling you what, we have law teams standing in the shadows waiting for these people to act out in such a fashion. And they tried it, but it failed not. We had some good cops over there that followed the law and said, you can go ahead and do whatever you want to do. But friends, here again, in the state of Minnesota, and it's happening all across the country today. Friends, we have an attorney general in the state of Minnesota, Keith Ellison, accusing the innocent, feebly attempting to defend the guilty. And what he wants to do is he wants to equate hate to the law that exposes their crimes. Now, for those that don't know what I'm about to share with you, that's why you're listening right now. Have you ever heard of taqiya? Taqiya is deception and lying in Islam. Hey, folks, they serve a god that's okay with them lying to get the upper hand. I don't serve a God like that. And I thank God that he's not like that. We do everything in the light. We serve a just and a holy God. Okay? These people have created a God to suit their sin. And there's a difference between the children of the spirit and there's a difference between the children of the flesh. And always keep in mind, friends, the children of the flesh are always the one guilty of what? Persecuting the children of the spirit. It's exactly what's going on today. Okay? Through this movement and through the religion of peace, we're told. But here again, Taqiyya. It's deception and lying in Islam. It's precautionary dissimulation, a false covering, or denial of religious belief, so they can get the upper hand, friends, if need be. So they do it through deception. They do it through lying. Now, as many of you know, the state of Minnesota has a brand new, again, attorney general. But I want you to catch this, because I haven't brought this in to the equation yet. His name is Keith Ellison. Did you know that he has a Muslim name, Muhammad Hakim? Over the years, Ellison has operated under names including Keith E. Hakim. This is the attorney general, the top cop, friends, believe it or not. He's operating under all of these aliases. Man, is this transparent? Is this operating in the light? No, of course it's not. He's also used the name, listen to this one, Keith X. Ellison. This is the Attorney General of the state of Minnesota. And here's another one for you. Keith Ellison Muhammad. These are all his aliases, friends. These are all the names that this Attorney General has used over the years. Why not just be Keith Ellison? Why not just be who you say you are? Well, folks, that's not how liars operate. That's not how criminals operate. Now, I know that with saying all of this, friends, that there's many that say, how stupid can Minnesotans be? Keep in mind, this is bleeding into America all over the country. But to that question, how stupid can Minnesotans be? In reply, I say, not that stupid. Folks, there are many at the grassroots level in the state of Minnesota and otherwise all across the country who are very aware of what is happening here in the state of Minnesota. Minnesotans are, and I'm going to take this line upon line, precept upon precept, Minnesotans are also very aware of the voter fraud taking place in the state of Minnesota, as well as the tactics being played out behind closed doors. Okay? Now, you can go online to sonsoflibertymedia.com. The name of the article is Attorney General Keith Ellison, Accuser of the Innocent, Defender of the Guilty, Attempting to Equate Hate to the Law that Exposes Their Crimes, where you can look at the videos that I've posted for every given point that I'm making. I'm not giving you hearsay. I'm not giving you my opinion. I'm giving you the Word of God, which is exposing their crimes through God's moral law, the Mosaic Institution called Common Law in America, and I'm also using the Constitution to show you the deviated stick by exposing their crimes. Romans 3:20 says, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. Now, I just said that Minnesotans are very aware of the voter fraud that's taking place in the state of Minnesota, as well as the tactics being played out behind closed doors here. Now, it's been accredited to the dictatorial, tyrannical communist murderer, Joseph Stalin. He said, people that cast the votes don't decide an election. The people who count the votes do. Now, I'm going to take this line upon line, precept upon precept, and I'm going to dismantle this individual called the Attorney General, Keith Ellison, in the state of Minnesota, and I'm going to show you for who he really is, and then ask you the question, who voted him in? Because I know we didn't. We'll be right back.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The president's home state may not let him go to Florida without a fight. Trump's plan to shift his permanent residence to Palm Beach will likely be heavily scrutinized by New York State officials who are notorious for auditing wealthy residents seeking to flee to lower tax states to make sure such moves are real and not just on paper. Even though it appears Trump has a strong case, as he's only spent a few nights at his Trump Tower penthouse overlooking Fifth Avenue since he became president, tax officials say it's not a matter of if he will be audited, but when. The general rule for avoiding New York taxes is to spend less than 184 days of the year in the state. In announcing his move, Trump said, New York City will always have a special place in my heart, but despite paying millions of dollars in city, state, and local taxes each year, I've been treated very badly by the political leaders of both the city and the state. In Florida, Trump would pay zero income taxes and zero estate tax. This is USA Radio News.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter can caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, mild availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor for more information than this may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Hey, folks. Talking about Attorney General Keith Ellison here, accuser of the innocent, defender of the guilty, attempting to equate hate to the law that exposes their crimes. Minnesotans have had it. This is happening all across the country. There's Muslim infiltration, friends, going on in the government today in a major way. They're actually projecting 5,000 Muslims into government positions next election cycle. Okay. And I'm telling you, friends, you better get a hold of what's going on in this country. You better get a hold of the fact that those people that work for you, you don't work for them. They work for you. They derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. You better get a hold of those people that work for you, friends. This is your government. You are the government. They are an extension of what you allow, America. And we have to get a hold of what's going on in this country. I'm exposing the likes of a Keith Ellison here in the state of Minnesota. I'm highlighting the fact that, friends, Keith Ellison has operated under the name of Muhammad Hakim. Just like Barack Obama, friends. Right? He's operated under the name of Keith E. Hakim, Keith X. Ellison, Keith Ellison Muhammad. And I know, and I've heard it before. Well, people in the state of Minnesota, they deserve what they've got coming. Folks, it's not the people that voted him in. I just told you that Joseph Stalin, the dictatorial, tyrannical murderer, communist, he said that people that cast the votes don't decide an election. The people who count the votes do. If you want to go online to sonsoflibertymedia.com, look up the article, friends. And you can watch the videos of those that actually built the voting machines and telling you how a vote can be cast one way or another at the end of the day as to who wins. It's all bought and paid for. Okay? Now let me go fast forward because I'm making many points here. Concerning the attorney general race here in the state of Minnesota, Doug Wardlow and Keith Ellison, the results were Keith Ellison, 1,249,407. Doug Wardlow with 1,150,459. And all of this with a total of, listen carefully, 42,402, 55,200 Muslims in the state. Do the math. Do the math. Now, when he was at the as a congressman in the 5th District, during the 90s, the Muslims invaded that whole area. They've taken over that whole community over in northeast Minneapolis. Amazingly, they did. But the media was silent about it. Okay, what they do is they colonize into certain areas, and then once they get enough people there to vote, namely Muslims, what they do is they vote in their man. They're not voting for the Constitution, folks. They're voting for Sharia law. And you need to get that into your head and down into your heart, friends. This is not a game, and this, as my friend Robert Carrillo says, is not an issue that you can run from. You must face the facts that it is happening in this country today, okay? Again, the numbers don't add up. If you look at the map between Ellison and Wardlow, folks, 98% of it was red. Only a small percentage, friends, a very small percentage was blue. How did he do it? It's called voter fraud, man. When are we going to wake up to the games that are being played? We're the pawn on their board if we put up with this. And what I say and what I'm doing on the radio right now is saying and making the point, friends, let their cruelty swell our ranks because they are. The people in the state of Minnesota are sick and tired of the games that are being played. They're sick and tired of being roughshod by a bunch of people that do not have the law on their side. Okay? Let's go to the next point. When you look at 94% of the American people, we already know that 94% of Americans do not believe the media. They're CIA controlled. Go to Operation Mockingbird online. Easy to find. Easy to find, friends. The CIA has been controlling the media's narrative through six corporations on a global scale since the 60s and the 70s that we know of, friends. Okay? They're setting the narrative. And we also know, friends, that they have been attempting to set the narrative since 1917, where Oscar Calloway actually entered it into the congressional record. And this was through the likes of J.P. Morgan back then. You know, J.P. Morgan, Times Man of the Year. Man, those people love to put up dinners, don't they? The bad guy as the good guy. They sell him to you as the good guy, when in fact they want absolute control over your lives. But again, 94% of the American people don't believe the media. Minnesotans all the way know that thing 94% of you do not believe in are in full operation here in the state of Minnesota, attempting to give cover for them that are in fact conspiring against the people of Minnesota. You're right. They mean to put light for darkness and darkness for light. Okay, that's what they mean to do. They mean to put light for darkness and darkness for light. They mean to invert it, friends, to do. This is totalitarianism at work, full scale. It's also interesting to note, friends, that without the mainstream speaking on the behalf of, go get Sam. Did you hear what I said? Without the mainstream media's propaganda outlets attempting to breathe life into their agendas, they are completely lifeless and without any credibility or support from the people that they claim to be speaking on the behalf of. Notice how the media always wants to put green to it, or you're the ones that said what they said. They're casting words into your mouth, friends, and then they're promulgating them as if to suggest you were the one that said them. We're getting a break in communications here. Now, I want to say two things with that. Folks, I just heard the music come back on, which tells me the line was down for a second. But I want you to understand, for 18 years, the U.S. government and mainstream media claimed that we were under attack by Muslims. Now, friends, they're covering for Muslims when they attack Americans. Okay? I want to say that again. For 18 years, U.S. government mainstream media claimed that we were under attack by Muslims. Now they're covering for Muslims when they attack Americans, okay? Keep that in mind. I'm going to go back just a little bit. I went to an Islamophobia meeting at a local college, St. Cloud, in the state of Minnesota here. The main speaker, the main draw, was none other than Ilhan Omar. I shared this with you yesterday. And again, it's interesting how they have to use the colleges as an attempt, friends, to browbeat out or to exclude others. They want to ostracize anybody that would dare speak out against what they're trying to do. They're trying to indoctrinate. They're trying to brainwash the up-and-comings. Okay? But when I went there, there was like three or four speakers. And then it was Ilhan Omar's turn to talk. Also keep in mind, there was about 50 to 60 people max in that room. And a good portion of them were Muslims. Again, the meeting was on Islamophobia, just so you understand. When it was Ilhan Omar's turn to talk, friends, just like I said yesterday, and I'm not trying to diminish her light or put her light out to make mine brighter, but I'm telling you what, friends, I was surprised that they would use somebody as dumb as her. Dumb as a box of rocks. Whenever you look at Ilhan Omar, she's always attempting to read off a teleprompter. She's always reading from a piece of paper. Why? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, she's a plant. Also read 1 Kings 13:33, where the corrupt king would always put the baser sort down below him. That would lower the expectation of the people concerning their representatives, right? Because scoundrels are easier to control than good men are. She's just doing her job, selling you out, attempting, along with the likes of Keith Ellison and Tim Walz, attempting to hand off this state to over 300% more Somalians in the state of Minnesota. You can't make this up. Back to Ilhan Omar at this Islamophobia meeting at a local college. It left nothing but confusion in the air and dead air. No support outside of what the media gave them. No support. Nobody was there. Folks, there was no life there. When it was her turn to talk, she didn't have a teleprompter. She didn't have anything scripted out. When they asked her a question, she literally sat there and said, almost like a broken record, like you needed to hit the needle to go past that point. It was like, really? I don't know this. Did the people in the state of Minnesota, folks, Somalians have the lowest IQ in the world. They come from the most dangerous culture, one of the most dangerous cultures in the world. Why are they trying to put these people in government in the United States of America? She's one of them. She's now sitting on... Oh, and by the way... ...writing the Constitution. She's committing the act of treason. She's already been... we all an insurance.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Robert from Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. A few years ago, I heard Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio show. I was immediately drawn to the show and ever since have been a dedicated listener. Bradley discusses the issues facing our country with a true and fearless passion. We have been truly blessed to listen to the radio show and I guarantee you will be as well.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Just talking about friends, how they have no support. They are subversive to American government. You have the governor of the state of Minnesota, along with Keith Ellison, friends, and others that are attempting to equate hate to the law that exposes their crimes. Just hang on with me, friends. It gets better than this, okay? I just spent a whole segment on Ilhan Omar. No support. Folks outside of the Somalian communities who are seeking out, what? Sharia law, not the U.S. Constitution. They're not here for help, friends. They're here to conquer. I'll get into that in just a couple minutes. I got one more question for you before I change points. How many times does the mainstream media in the United States of America need to get caught lying to you before you realize what you're dealing with? I'm just curious. How many times does the mainstream media, and by the way, corrupt politicians, need to be caught lying to you before you deal with them lawfully? Article 2, Section 4. And by the way, going back to dovetail everything I've been saying up to this point, I don't know of a single person that wants to see this state handed off to those who mean to destroy it. Not a one. Nope. It's what the media is telling you, America. It's what the lying papers are telling you, America. How many times I hear, oh, you know, look at all this, look at the poll that just came out, and you know, it's the majority, the left, and a minority, the right. Of course, The enemy wants you to cause your thought process to take in favor of what they're advocating for, that there's more of them than there really is. America, listen to me, 325.7 million people. You are dealing with less than 1.7% of the population using the media and corrupt politicians to believe that you are the minority. Did you hear what I said? This is a part of the judgments of a just and a holy God. Listen to this carefully, and I'm going to get back to the next point, okay? If you go to Leviticus 26:15, what does it say? And if you shall despise my statutes, or if you shall abhor my judgments, so that you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant, I will also do this unto you. I will appoint over you terror. Verse 17, I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies, and they that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursueth. Whoa! Wait a second. Do you have a real enemy? Oh, there's no question that you do. You have a real enemy. And they're right in front of your face. And the media means to blow them up. Have you ever seen The Wizard of Oz? Remember that of the straw man and the tin man and the cowardly lion and Toto and Dorothy? Do you remember all of these guys? Do you remember that in The Wizard of Oz? Do you remember Toto was the only one that had enough common sense to pull back the curtain on that big, scary face concerning The Wizard of Oz that was attempting to control them through the use of what? Fear. Hey, folks, the Bible tells us that fear, the fear of man, is a snare. Just so you know, the fear of man is a snare. Those that fear the God, fear the face of God, don't fear the face of man, said Bonhoeffer. That's exactly right. Okay? Never take counsels from your fears. Listen to me carefully. America, never take counsel from your fears. Listen to me, friends. Never live your life where the enemy doesn't take you serious. Never live your life where the enemy does not fear you in righteousness. Okay? And I'm talking about lawfully, not unlawfully here. Okay? What's happening in this country is a judgment of God upon a disobedient nation. This is the only way that they're getting away with what they're doing. And on a daily basis, friends, they're pulling the mask off a little more, aren't they? And a little more. Aren't they? And a little more, and a little more. To the point where, friends, it's going to be like, wait a second, what did you just do besides stomp out the Christian heritage in which we've been given from our forefathers over 243 years ago and completely destroy the Constitution? America, your apathy and tolerance, you're allowing them to tear it down and recreate it in their own devilish image. John 8:44. Read it when you get a moment. You have nobody to blame but yourselves for what's taking place in this country. Now, let me go to the next point. Tax evader. Yes, you heard me. This is all factual. You can find it on this article on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Keith Ellison, the tax evader, cop killer supporter. Did you know that the cops in the state of Minnesota denounced Keith Ellison as being the top cop? He's also unknown woman abuser, Karen Monahan, Amy Carmichael, friends, the list goes on. And a terror-tide-funded Attorney General Keith Ellison means to illegally bring into Minnesota a 300% increase of Somalians. Mark my words on this. When he left his seat at the 5th District, jumping over to the Attorney General office, he already knew that the fix was in. Folks, he's a plant. Because if he would have lost that race, he would have had nothing to go back into. He was given the fix, friends, to his own demise. And I want to tell you something. If I see Keith Ellison face to face, he said things and has said things about me on a nationwide basis. But I want to tell you something. And by the way, he will not get on my radio program. And if I was him, I wouldn't either. But if I see him, I got some things I need to tell him from my heart. And I know it's the Lord telling him that he is playing with fire and he's playing with dangerous people and there's going to be a point of no return if he does not repent. And I'm going to get to that in just a moment. But I want you to keep in mind, friends, he wants 300% more of an increase of Somalians into the state of Minnesota so he can run for the gubernatorial candidacy in the next election. You can mark my words. You can mark my words. I don't know anybody in the state of Minnesota advocating for this, friends. I got an article here. Cop killer supporter Keith Ellison calls cops to protect him from female journalists armed with mic and camera phone. Isn't that amazing, friends? And I want to tell you something. When you take it to them, they don't know how to respond. That's all they do is call you names. They sick the media on you. They demonize you, polarize you, accuse you of things that you're innocent of and they're guilty of. That's what the accuser of the brethren does, Revelations 12:10. Okay? I also wanted to let you know, in Minnesota here, and this is happening in Michigan and other states throughout the United States of America, that the DNC, unconstitutional, co-chair, Congressman Keith Ellison in Michigan candidates top 2017 and 2018 are the terror-funded money list. They made it. Right? They're receiving money, friends, from terror organizations. Do you think the people in Minnesota signed up for that? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. All the articles are posted on sonsoflibertymedia.com for you. And also we have Karen Monahan with CBS News here explaining to you what Keith Ellison did to her. And, of course, that was all brought under the rug, right, as they played their little sleight of hand covering for the likes of Keith Ellison, who they had to get in to that position so they can do the things that they're doing today. But see, the problem they're having is people are waking up all over the state. Okay? Did you know that after the abuse of Karen Monahan and Amy, I believe her last name is Carmichael, did you also know, I can be corrected on her last name, by the way, but I know that there's an Amy involved as well. Did you also know that Keith Ellison came out and said there may be other women that might come out and accuse me of abuse as well? Wow, that's pretty crazy. Whoa. Do you think the people in the state of Minnesota or in your state put an application in for this? Absolutely not. But the media is shoving it down your throat as if to suggest that you have no power to do anything about it. You are deceived, friends. You are deceived. They're scared to death that you're going to wake up. Let their cruelty swell your ranks because they are. I'm talking about folks, reformation, and I am talking about a lawful action. Okay? Because what's happening here in the state of Minnesota is treasonous, Article 3, Section 3, and it's clearly illegal as to what he is attempting, along with the governor and others, are doing here in the state of Minnesota. I want you to check this out. Do your homework. Okay? 8 U.S. Code at 1424. It's a federal violation as to what they're doing here all over the country. It's a federal sanctuary cities, 8 U.S. Code, 1424. It's a violation. For those that are drawing these people in, friends, keep in mind, those people that come in, if they commit crimes, the people that drew them in are legally accountable concerning the consequences of the crimes of those that they drew in. In other words, the representatives are then held accountable for their crimes against the people. 8 U.S. Code 1424. Look it up. Okay? As a matter of fact, I'm just going to go there for you really quick because I want you to see it for yourself. It's Cornell Law School. Cornell Law School, 8 Code 1424, prohibition upon the naturalization of persons opposed to government or law. Keep in mind what I said during the first segment. Mustafa Carroll said that if you're a practicing Muslim, you're above the law of the land here. The code also ends up with saying, who favor totalitarian forms of government. Folks, this is the mean in which they're moving. Totalitarian means. Okay? And again, what does that mean? It means they're pulling your hair, smacking your face. When the cameras show up, they then play the victims, America. They're playing the victims when, in fact, they're tearing down the law as they continuously perpetuate the crime. We're going to take a quick break. Hour two coming up. Don't be afraid to call 1-866-582-9933. Got Jeff from Tennessee coming up. I'll pull you up right after this break, Jeff. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The President has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to VA.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.